Hello, hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
So Carol just took so long to fix her microphone and I was just like, anyways, we're back.
Yes, we're back fresh as new.
Can you say that?
Oh, I'm like already drunk. No, I'm joking. I'm not. Anyways, how are you, Teresa, today?
I'm good. I'm sitting here with my lovely girl and some mulled wine and some candles. And we're having a night session today and recording in the evening. And it's dark outside and it's definitely like cozy vibes, I would say.
Yeah, we haven't done like a night episode in such a long time.
Yeah, like last year.
Yeah.
I think last year because, well, now it's not really hard to do night session because it gets dark at like 4 p.m. literally. But
it's kind of sad, but yeah. That's reality.
Did you drink some of my mulled wine?
No, why?
I feel like
maybe you've just been sipping away.
I filled it up and it looks like there's somewhere. Well, anyways, sorry, I can't get enough of. That's a good thing. We talked about it in the last episode. Mulled wine is the best about winter season. Get yourself a friend some mulled wine and.
And write a podcast himself
every day.
No, like I made it's so good. Hey, I put like cinnamon sticks in there, like orange, and
yeah,
that's
it's really it's nice. So it tastes like I would buy, like, pay $4.50 for it at a shop.
€5, please.
No, I wouldn't go to a shop that takes €5 for it because that's already too like much. But yeah, it's really, really good.
Yeah.
So you just get it from the shop and you put like cinnamon sticks in there and orange,
and you just like let it boil for a few minutes and then it's ready to be drunk. My English
ready
today
to get
is
drunk.
My English today is not so good.
It's okay. You know, it's late in the day. I was telling Carol before I had to do some street interviews on the street and talk to like strangers for my internship and just be like, what's your favorite Christmas market in Berlin?
Did like anyone not want to talk to you? Was there anyone?
Well,
like,
there was some that didn't want to get filmed.
Okay.
Most people were just like, what does this girl want? Because I like had a microphone in my hand and I was like, hey, sorry, do you have 5 minutes? And everyone was just like, I
no,
guess
I don't.
So like, like most of them were also sitting down as well somewhere, like at a bench or a cafe.
Yeah.
So they were kind of just like, they can't really leave. So otherwise it would be awkward. No, I think most of them were like keen. Some of them were really nice. We met a really nice couple that just moved to Berlin and they're like, One of them was a musician and the other one's like a graphic designer. And they were
cool.
Like this really cool couple and they were really nice. And they actually had like better tips to like off Berlin than I had. And I was like,
what's
how
up
long
with you?
But no, it was cool. But yeah, it was a bit awkward because sometimes it was like, they didn't want to get filmed or they didn't know any Christmas markets or they hated, like most of them were like, I hate Christmas. I was like, okay,
spread
positivity. Like, do you want to listen to the podcast? How to boost your serotonin this winter? But no, no, it was cool. But I'm already, I feel like I talked to so many people today. It's crazy.
You just need to like chill out on your social.
Well, chilling now with you.
Yes, that's correct. But apart from that, how was your day? Did you have a good day?
Mm-hmm. I had a good day. I was working, doing the street interview. Well, half of the time we were also trying to film like stuff at the vintage shop, but then we got lost. We're just looking at clothes and we're like, oh no, we don't have the money. And it's just like,
life.
Yeah. I was like trying not to be tempted, but no, I had a good day. It was sunny. It was nice.
It was such a beautiful day. Mm. Like weather-wise.
No, it was. It was nice. It's just like, but it gets to glove season now. I have to get my gloves out, I feel like.
Oh my God. Yesterday, I almost fucking died. It was so cold.
Oh, because it was cold. I was like, what happened?
It was so cold. I don't know what was happening yesterday, but it was like, I was in pain.
Yeah, no, when your hands, like the feeling of when your hands are cold and you go back inside.
Oh my God.
And then it hurts.
It hurts. It like burns your skin.
Oh, the worst feeling when your hands are cold and you have like a zipper on.
And, and you like, oh, you just like hurt.
Like, it's like the worst pain ever. Like, I'm sorry. I don't like, whatever you do to me, don't try to hit
don't
me.
Don't zip me up when I'm cold.
No, it's like the worst. I don't know what it is, but it hurts so much.
It
like
does.
If you live in the cold, you know what we mean, I think.
Otherwise. I think it's like when your nerves are like very sensitive when it's cold or something. I don't know. But like also I had the same. I was really cold when I came home today. My hands were so cold. And then I had a shower, like a hot shower.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was burning. And I was like, oh.
It's kind of crazy, yeah. But, well, we're getting moody all snuggle up in here. What are we doing today, Carol?
So today we have a very kind of special...
Not guest, but...
yes, ourselves.
<The bomb line.
laughs> No, we're playing a game. And I think I actually wanted to ask you because you, no, I think I forgot the name of one of the games.
Oh yeah, true. I don't know why I asked you. Like, those are my games. Well, and basically we wanted to do this for like ages, but I feel like now it's the best time to do it in the evening with some wine, just like chatting with a friend kind of. It's this game that I got once when I got sent this package for like clay, like where you can make clay and like, yeah. Anyways, doesn't matter. But they send this game with it. It's called Talk That Talk. I think it's actually like a game you can buy as well. I think it was just in the package.
But is it two different games or is it just one?
Yeah, well, I mix them together because I don't know what, like you're probably like, why is she obsessed with card games with questions on it? But so the one I got like as a present, Talk That Talk, basically, which is like a more like juicy kind of like sexual, not like funny like questions that you can ask each other. And then the other one is a game called Dare to be Curious, I think. And okay. My work had it because my work got it sent to them. And I was supposed to take photos with it. And then I was just like, oh, I might take it home because it might be cool to play or for the podcast. And a lot of the questions were like super deep. Like I was like, whoa, okay. What is life? I need to think like 3 days before I know the answer. But like some of them were nice. So I put like only a few in that as well. So I
the
just
ones that
it
like
through.
Sort of fit.
Yeah, I didn't look at all of the questions, but I was just like trying, like I was looking at some of them and some of them were weird, so I took them out. But like I mixed through like these cards. For everyone who's watching a video, you can see. It's like a YouTuber. Just like, yeah, those cards. But yeah, it's actually quite a lot.
It's a lot of cards. I don't know if we'll make it through all of them.
Yeah, so basically what we want to do is just like ask each other these like juicy, deep questions.
Getting hot in here.
Yes, while we're drinking mulled wine. And I don't know, are we going to do the thing with asking each other one question and the second one is assumptions?
We can just switch it up.
Okay.
You know what then, I mean? Like just, No, wait.
Doesn't make
so
sense.
I answer a question about myself, you answer a question about myself, and then I say assumption and you say assumption.
Okay,
and
yeah, that's what I mean.
It keeps going, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so every first question is the question you answer yourself. And so basically, every first question, so say I pick a card, the first card I pick is going to be a question that I'm going to respond myself to. Like, it's like I'm asking myself the question. And every second card each person takes is going to be like a question that
what
the other person has
me.
To guess what I would say.
Yeah.
Like an assumption, like say the question is, what's your favorite color? I don't know. And it's like,
I don't think that's going to be on the cards.
Yeah, no, but what's your favorite color? So it's not like the first time I have to say what my favorite color is and the second time you have to assume what I would say.
Okay.
Obviously different questions then, but I think
they
it
get
makes
the
sense.
Edges.
You will just see how we go. But yeah.
But before we start, Teresa, you're just like rushing into it. Chill out, girl.
My mulled wine's getting cold, I'm sorry.
Cold, we need to rush.
Yeah, someone drank my mulled wine.
No, no one drank your mulled wine. There's no one else here.
Oh, you don't know. Maybe you have like a person.
Don't say that. Don't say I have a ghost or something. That's scary.
Oh, I wasn't saying a ghost, but yeah. No, what's your gem of the week?
So my gem of the week, I had to think about it pretty hard. But so when our friend Luna was here living with me, she had this one perfume. And ever since she was here, I've been obsessed with it.
I know which perfume you're talking
about. It's the, what is it called? It's by Emporio Armani or something.
Really?
Yeah, it's a different one that I'm.
Oh, then not that the one that I've been blah, blah.
No, it's not blah, 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 blah. It's another one, actually. And like ever since, she used it, and it was like when she left in the morning, I'm like speechless right now. Sorry. It would like smell like it for so long, still after she left. And I'm just like obsessed with that smell. And it's by Emporio Armani. It's called Stronger With You or something.
Ooh.
A bit of a cheesy title, but
yeah.
It's so
really
good.
Long.
And it's
title
actually
as well.
Supposed to be for men/unisex, and I didn't, like. It doesn't smell like it could be like
for
I
men.
Don't know, but it smells really good. That's what counts. Mm. That's what counts in the end. And yes, and it's also like a perfume that stays on the whole day.
Did she give it to you? Or
no, how do you say it? She allowed me to use it every once in a while. So thanks,
so
babes.
Your gem of the week is not even yours. I borrow my gem of the week.
I'm
Okay, now I'm like taking notes for Christmas presents and stuff.
And what about you?
Okay, so I rediscovered, like, I don't know, I went for a walk this one day and I was like, I don't want to listen to music.
A walk.
No. I didn't want to listen to music and I was like, I want to listen to something, but I don't want to be on my phone, but I don't want to listen to music, and I don't want to just walk in. Sometimes I just walk without anything, but
in silence. Yeah.
I want to listen to something. So I was like, maybe there's like something like walking meditations out there. So on Spotify, I just put in like walking meditation, and there's this playlist. I'm pretty sure there's more than just mm-hmm. that, but there was this one playlist, or this group of girls or this woman. It's called Just As You Are, I think. And they do a lot of meditations, like normal meditations, but they also do walking meditations. And it's so nice. And I do it like, I didn't do it today, but normally like every single day in the morning, I just go for like a 10 to 20 minute walk. Mm-hmm. And it's 10 minutes, the meditation. And it's so nice because I tend to, when I'm in my apartment, I really struggle with meditation because there's heaps of different things around me that I have to get done mm-hmm. or are distracting
you
me from
really
the practice.
You can't really let go.
Yes. So I love the walking meditation because I'm out and about. I'm already looking at nature. I would do it somewhere where it's more like nature, like mm-hmm. more quiet. I wouldn't do it like in the city.
Yeah.
And it's just like her and you basically have to try it out, but it's like her like basically telling you to be present in the moment, like breathing exercises, but also like looking at nature, imagining what that tree would say. It sounds so weird, but like it's
hello,
really nice
because
you really like see your surroundings. Like, what does the sky look like? What does it feel like to walk on the ground? Yeah. And it's like you're really present in that moment in nature with your surroundings.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because when I close my eyes, I don't know, I can't do the typical meditation. I will get to the point one day where I'm going to be good at it.
But that's the point about meditation though. Like, I think that's a misconception that a lot of people like kind of that scares them away from meditation is that like we think that when as soon as we close our eyes and like we're like in the Zen pose and we don't think of anything, like that's not what meditation is about. You know, meditation is about whatever like those thoughts come up again, that you go back to your breath and you go back to being present, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think about like my whole life when I'm meditating, it like all comes to me. I'm like, this is not what I wanted. Like, I don't want to think about this. But I feel like with the walking meditation, it's easier for me. Mm-hmm. And I also get two things done at the same time. I get my walk in and my meditation in, which is good for busy people out there.
Two birds with one stone.
Yeah, I really like that. And I don't know, like it was something I did this week and it really made me feel good and like energized. Mm-hmm. And like I did something for myself and made me feel grounded and see my surroundings more. And she also has like different ones. She's like one that's more like self-love and the other one's more like gratitude. And so, yeah, but I think if you just put in like on
walking
YouTube
meditation
or Spotify, there's going to be heaps.
Awesome.
But yeah, I didn't really know that it was a thing. So it's cool to know that it actually is.
And are you in the walking meditation game now?
Yes. If you want to get a club
you with see like Teresa like walking and she's like her eyes closed. She's like,
imagine like we get like a group of people together in Berlin and you can just see me like
feel that zen, feel that.
I feel like it would be fun, but you can't really talk to the people, so it's just got to be all of you walking together quietly.
Yeah, it would look like a meditation cult or something, just like
well, you don't really close your eyes.
Oh yeah, true. Yeah, obviously. Like, imagine.
You like run against a tree. Anyways,
that's a lovely gem of the week. Thank you, Teresa. I think we should start the game because my mulled wine's getting cold as well. Anyways, yeah, would you like to do the honors? Honors?
Okay.
Okay, so we're starting with these.
Okay. this is like, oh, sorry, I had my card in front of my microphone. These are German, so I have to translate them first in my head. But it's like, would you rather have more time or more money?
Ooh, that's a hard one.
And depends, because like if I have a lot of time but no money, then that also kind of sucks. But like,
but you have more time to make more money.
But like, what if you're really bad at making money? I feel like I would rather have a short life and a good life, but
yeah,
just because you have
though.
More money doesn't mean you have a good life. You know what I mean? It's like hard but if you have, well, money buys you security and money can buy you like vacations and stuff. So say I could only live like 40 years, but I could have a really good life.
40 years? Wow.
Like turn 40. Yeah. And then I would have a good life. Then I'd rather choose that than turning 90 and have like a shitty life.
Yeah, no, that's correct.
But like I said,
so you would rather have more money?
Well, the thing is like just more money doesn't mean more happiness, you know, but
I think
does.
You have to just like outweigh the pros and cons when it comes to that. Like, I think I would get more money.
Yeah. I was like, does it sound bad if you say that?
Greedy ass bitches.
Like, I want more time on this planet. But actually, no, like I don't want to get like 100 years old, to be honest. I want to get old, but I don't want to get.
It could be cool. I don't know. But like, when you're 100,
well, it depends.
You can't.
Like, I don't want to be 100 and then like have Alzheimer's and sit in a home. Like, that would be shit. I'd rather have less time then.
Yeah, so that's true. YOLO. Okay, so your answer
live
is
fast, die young.
So your answer is more money then?
Yeah. Oh, we have to put these away.
Oh, that's a fun one. Okay. What does your perfect date look like?
Ooh.
And there's three options: restaurant, cinema.
No, I think that's just a drawing on there. I think you can choose. No, I think they always have like drawings on them. Oh, I think okay. It's just like you think of your own.
My perfect date, it would be definitely at some point of the date, go out for some food.
Yeah, you don't want to be hungry and hangry and stuff.
I think like a cool date would be to go to the beach and like go snorkeling or something.
Oh my God, imagine like you get, you like lose a person and you're just like, bye. Ah. No, I make friends with sharks. So,
or like, I don't know, like, going to the beach at some point, going out for dinner for like a nice dinner or something. Mm. I think that could be nice. Or have a good picnic in the park.
Ooh,
that
yeah.
could be like a nice romantic picnic.
What's like your worst date? What's like something you wouldn't do?
My worst. Oh, wait, I have to think about that.
Kind of hard.
I don't think I would go to the cinema, to be honest. Because you can't fucking talk to the person. Like, you're just like staring at that and then you leave the movie and then you still don't know anything about them. So I think cinema would be...
In general, watching something like theater or like... We were talking about this the other day, like concert could be cool if you already know the person, you have the same music taste. But if you go to a concert and you don't have the same music taste, it could be really awkward.
Maybe like a cool one would be like go have a picnic in the park and then go to a concert after.
If you like the same music though.
Yeah, obviously.
Because I feel like concerts are intimidating because like you are dancing. And like love dancing grooving. And singing. Yeah. If you don't know the person, you might feel uncomfortable and you don't have the same music taste. And then one person might be like one of those people that doesn't dance and then you're dancing.
Oh, imagine
that. You know
like,
what I mean? Like you have to have the same vibe at a concert.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But you can check that out at the picnic if you're like sort of
vibe. Yeah. That's true. I feel
you
like
you can have a dance battle at the picnic or
something.
Yeah,
well it's like but I feel like activities in general, like something fun.
I think mini golfing is fun too.
Ooh, never done that.
I've done it. Not date, but I've been to mini golf.
If anyone's out there who wants to take Carol to mini golfing, here's your shot. You sound like such grandmas. Picnics, mini golfing. No, but I think it's like nice because you get to know the person, you get to talk, but
you still sort of have like
a, I also like going for walks because then you can like actually
we can do a walking meditation together.
No, because you get to like talk, like you can always be like hey, sorry, I have to go.
Park, yeah.
And then you can
emergency. If it's like the date is really
no, but you can like you can keep having conversations. Say there's like an awkward silence. You can always be like, oh, look at that house over there.
Look at that beautiful tree.
Like if you always like in one seat, you're always sitting at the same spot. There's no movement there. It's like no.
Yeah, true. Yeah, that makes sense. But like, what
like
if
a coffee date? Like going get a coffee
day could be nice. As well.
I feel like simple is good sometimes. Yeah,
simple is good.
But yeah, beach could be fun as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you could get touchy in the water, but you don't have to.
Yeah, or you can swim away.
You could drown the other person. No.
Teresa, we're getting
we're getting creative. I don't know. Anyways, yeah.
Okay, pick a card. And now you have.
So what's your one answer? Like you had like so many.
Okay, I think I would go for beach and then dinner.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Now you have to make an assumption about me, what I would say.
Oh, yeah, true. What's the biggest romantic fail that you ever lived? Like, what's the biggest romantic fail that ever happened to you?
Fail?
Like, yeah, romantic fail. I don't know what they mean. I think, like, general, like, dating fail, something fail. Oh, that's hard for me because I'm like, I don't know.
I haven't really had, like, a really proper bad one, I'd say. Except, like, yeah, I know I failed, but I don't know if you know that story about my first boyfriend. Like, how we were together for, like, 2 weeks and then I broke up with him on WhatsApp.
Oh,
yeah. Now
I know one thing that happened, but I can't say that on the podcast everywhere, but it's kind of funny.
Which one?
It's what, like...
Was it in Australia?
I don't know if it's a romantic fail notes, but I just... all I say is sauce.
Sauce?
And Katya.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't have a romantic fail, but
no,
it's kind of funny.
Fail. Yeah, it's funny.
What is a romantic fail? Like, what does that mean?
I'd say maybe like... I don't know.
Like a date fail or something.
Date fail or if you've been like badly ghosted by someone or something. I don't know. I've never been ghosted, so.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know. Tell us, what's your romantic fail?
Yeah, I would say that with my boyfriend, but I was like so young.
That you broke up with someone and that's not really romantic at all, yeah. Breaking up with someone. What's that? But fair enough, how old were you?
I was like...
I was like 18. Oh.
I think 16, oh, 17.
You thought you were a bit of a model. But it's okay. I guess everyone had that phase of like...
Of not being avoiding, like strong enough to actually do it in person.
Like it wasn't like an actual relationship and stuff. Yeah, fair enough.
But yes. Okay. Wait, my turn, right?
Yeah, you have to make assumptions about me now.
Oh. what's on your bucket list?
Oh. Oh, I have to think about that as well.
What's on Teresa's bucket list?
Ice cream.
Open an ice cream shop.
Oh, that'd be cool. No.
No. I think maybe it has to do with traveling. Traveling?
Yeah.
But maybe you've always wanted to go to Mexico?
Yeah, I literally was thinking of that. I was like, going to South America, Central America, like just traveling places of the world, that? Like traveling far away places.
Far away.
Not like far from Europe, I mean.
Yeah.
Traveling more than I've been to Australia now, but I want in Singapore.
More exotic places.
But yeah, I want to go more to like Asia and then, yeah.
You always wanted Latin to America. Go to Bali as well.
Yeah, not just Bali, but also like Vietnam, like travel more. Just, yeah, traveling, I think. I'm not like one of those people that's like, oh my God, I need to fucking jump off mountains and all this stuff. Like, cool, yeah, if you give me the opportunity, but I'm not like seeking after it.
Would you ever jump out of an airplane?
I don't know, actually. I'm not an adrenaline kind of person. But like, I mean, if someone gives it to me, I would probably like do it,
if
but
the
I don't.
Chance,
yeah,
like,
I don't think I would pay for it because it's quite expensive, isn't it? And yeah. I'd rather spend my money on like snorkeling or traveling or like, I don't know.
Go on a snorkeling date.
Yeah, getting like nice food experience, different restaurants or. Yeah. Going on a boat or like getting your own boat, like sailing boat or something like that, or doing surfing classes or doing like pottery class. I don't know. I like
so
doing
stuff,
things,
yeah.
But like I'm not the biggest adrenaline kind of person.
But I would say like top is like go traveling to South America.
What's yours?
Oh my God, that was like so much ASMR. no, I think one of them is like, how do you say it? Jump out of an airplane and fly in a hot air balloon.
Yeah, that one is cool. I like that
That's
one.
Cool.
Jump out of an airplane? What do you mean, like skydiving?
Yeah, yeah.
just jump out of
an airplane.
Just
I would not survive that.
No. Okay. Yeah, that's. I think that's a lot of people have that one.
Yeah,
it's a good bucket list thing. Okay. Oh, that's a weird question.
What question?
What is something that gives you goosebumps? I'm thinking. Oh, actually. So random, but every time I go in,
I'm really excited for what's to come.
Everything that has to do with like a cappella, like choirs, like gospel, it gives me goosebumps.
Like when it's a really nice performance.
Yeah, when it's like not just the dancing, but if it's like more than one person that sings, obviously you have to sing well. Like that gives me goosebumps.
I think with me, it's like singing as well. Like a lot of it has to do with singing. Like. I heard Christina Aguilera and Burlesque sing that one song, I was like, wow.
What was I listening to the other day? And I got goosebumps. Oh, this is so fun. So I had this song stuck in my head.
Which one?
Like, it's what's it called again? It's called Flashlight. Do you know that one from Pitch Perfect? It's like, I got all I need when I got you and I.
No, I don't know that one.
Have you watched Pitch Perfect 2? The one where it's like the curtains open and it's like the mom singing and stuff?
I don't know if I watched the second one.
Oh, random. Anyways, I had this song. It's by Hailee Steinfeld. And I had this song stuck in my head. And Sean was like, what are you singing? I was like, oh my God, have you never watched Pitch Perfect? And then we watched the scene on YouTube and I got massive goosebumps. It was like them singing the song and then it opens the curtains and all the old, their moms that were in the same a cappella group come on the stage and it's like a reunion of all these like women and they're singing the song together and I have like flash. It's so cheesy, but it's, oh.
That sounds so nice though.
It's really nice
like
scene.
Good scene.
I feel like a lot of people can relate out there, but I watched it the other day and I got goosebumps because a cappella, just like, I don't know, like voices.
I swear just music in general can really move
you.
Like if it's, or like if it's an insane like pianist or like a person playing the cello like really nicely, that can give you goosebumps. So there's so many things that
There's a lot of things that give me goosebumps, but I think that's something that always gives me goosebumps.
The cold, the wind.
Yeah, but that's like your body. It's not like your, you know.
Oh, wait. I just got a question and it says, send nudes.
I didn't look through all of them, so
maybe like if I've ever
Would you send nudes?
No.
If you've ever sent nudes?
No, I wouldn't. Never. The internet is a very, very big place.
Okay, mom.
And you can, like, it can store a lot of things.
So you wouldn't even send it over Snapchat or something?
No. People can screenshot on Snapchat as well.
Who are you going to send it? Yeah, fair enough.
Like, I would never.
So you never have as well?
No, never have, never will.
Well, that's good on you. Because I feel like, I understand if you never will, but, like, I feel like some people, when you were 13 or something, you didn't really think about that. You just wanted to impress that stupid guy and...
No, I've never done that, thank God. I've never been so stupid. Have you?
I've never sent nudes. I've never sent nudes, but like underwear pics, and I would do it again. And like,
nudes is quite like, like another level, like completely naked.
Sometimes I want to see my old like underwear photos because I...
Just like...
It was like all my mirror pics and I don't know. But I did it on Snapchat, for example.
Mm.
And well, it was my ex-boyfriend and he never screenshotted it, so... Thank you for not being an asshole. But yeah, I wouldn't do it again, I think. It's like, if you, especially if you're with the person, like you can just show them, you know, like you don't have to send nudes.
IRL.
Yeah, I don't know. It's nice. I actually try to do like, because my boyfriend like lived further away and I try to send like an underwear photo once, but I'm really bad at it. How do people do it?
I feel so cringe as well. I would feel so cringe if I do it. Like, I don't know why.
I felt so bad after it because I was like, I'm so unsexy. Like, I tried to do it and I was like, how do people like take photos of their asses? Like, how? I don't know.
Yeah, you have to be quite an expert,
yeah,
I guess.
Sorry, no OnlyFans for me. Maybe foot photos.
They are missing out, guys. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, which sexual activity is a total no-go for you?
Wait, so is this for me, about me now?
Oh, yeah.
You keep forgetting that.
Sorry. Okay. I would say anal. I think my work is listening to this, so don't fire me, please.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I haven't really, how do you say, befriended that thought and that.
I mean, it's just an assumption. You can debunk it, you know.
What?
You can debunk my assumption.
Yeah, no, but you're correct. Yeah. Debunk? Yeah. But you're correct. I don't really like, I've never been really interested in it. Like, never been really like, oh yeah, let's try this, you know?
Yeah. I mean, what's like a total no-go? I feel like with sex, it's like whatever you floats your boat. I don't think there's like a total no-go. I think it really depends on the person. Like maybe there's some kinks I haven't found yet, but I don't think I would be into like a lot of, like foot fetishes, I'm not into. Like, don't
or latex, go away with your foot.
Yeah, I'm not really into these like kinky, like black leather kind of stuff.
It doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't really do anything.
Like, I'm not saying I don't have any kinks at all. Maybe I do. I just haven't found them yet or something. But definitely not like those typical ones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, it's not a total no go. Like, I wouldn't break up with you if you come in like latex out in front of me. But I would probably just laugh and be like, "What is this?" Like, I don't know. It looks funny to me, but no hate. Like, I'm pretty sure people out there love it, and that's good for them, though. So I wouldn't say it's a total no go for existing. You know,
each to their own.
Yeah.
But yes. So my question now. So I'm answering for you now too.
Yes.
Oh, ooh. Fuck. What do you think people hide about sex?
Ooh.
Oh, that's a hard one. Like, I don't even know myself for myself.
What do we think people hide about
Wait, what
sex?
Was the question? I forgot.
It's kind of hard to, like, say that about me.
Yeah, no, I don't even... What do you think people
hide about sex? We can also always skip questions if they're, like...
Yeah, weird. I think I'm going to skip that one. Can I just get another one? Because
we have so many as well. I don't know if we can...
Ooh, that's a good one. What are red flags? Like, what are red flags for you in a relationship?
Yeah, you have to say that about me.
Oh, God. Okay.
What are you going to say?
I would say definitely red flags. When someone only talks about themselves, always very, like, selfish, I guess.
Yeah.
Or just, like, very self-involved.
Mm.
I think maybe that could be one for you.
Yeah, definitely.
Then, okay, you need to help me out here.
I think that's already like a big one. Like, if they're just so self-absorbed and like don't really realize their surroundings, like not really like.
And I think arrogance is a big one.
Yeah, I think that kind of plays
hand in hand.
Like, if they could just keep talking about themselves and their own stuff, and like, it's just like.
But also, I think a red flag for you if they are very dependent on you, like if they're not very like independent people.
In general, yeah, I think I'm like. Turned off when it's people that are very like independent, like That sounds mean, but like shy as well. Like I can't date someone who's like super shy and can't talk. Like mm-hmm. it's cute, but I can't date you then because I need to talk. I need to like conversations are super important for me. And like not being able to communicate with you because you're too shy or like just can't get your, or like some people that are always just agreeing with you. Like I need to have a proper fight. Like I need to like, not proper fight. That sounds like, but be able to have discussions and like someone talks yeah. back to me. Like someone that's just like, okay.
Someone who talks back. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like someone that's not even like people that also can't listen. They're just like saying, yeah, okay, sorry.
But oh, that's so annoying. I hate that one as well.
So many like red flags actually out there. And I could keep going. Yeah. Those are, and also like bad,
breath.
No, that's not a reason why I wouldn't date someone. But like, I mean, okay, if it's really bad and it's like chronic, maybe, but I mean, what's it called? Like bad, when you're like, oh my God, I can't think of the word.
What
bad
do you mean?
Behavior. No, when you're like rude to the waiter.
Yeah,
like,
I guess just rudeness. Rudeness? Is that a word?
Yeah, like being rude. Like rude to rude. Waiters. Rude. To,
yeah, being rude.
To like, yeah, just like not positive energy. Like just very negative, very pessimistic, very like hate this, hates their life. That's also like, I need like someone that's bubbly and positive and like yeah. loves life and stuff. Obviously you can go through your down phases, but someone that's in general just like very against a lot of things.
And yeah.
snobby as well. Like ugh. People that just care about money and materialistic things. And yeah, like I said, conversations are a big thing for me. So if you can't talk about deeper topics and you're always just very surface leveled.
Bye, next.
So I mean, like you could just do a whole video on like red flags. But yeah, I think you kind of got, I think we kind of had like the same red flags as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, pick one for you.
Is that, yeah, is I that, think, oh no, that's for me, right?
Yeah, now for no, you.
Yeah, yep. Okay, sorry. is this two or one? Oh yeah. Did someone just sounded like someone's coming into your house, but
scare me, Teresa. I think it was outside.
Ooh, what do you not give yourself enough credit for and why?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Oh my God.
I like that.
I think keeping up with everything that I'm doing, like sometimes I turn around and I'm like realizing that I have a house. I can pay for my food. I am going to university. I have friends. I have mm-hmm. a boyfriend. I'm working. I have projects going on. I'm still trying to read. I think we're not just me, but I think a lot of people are doing so many things that sometimes we forget how much we actually do. And yes, you can always
and
do
all
more.
All the things you've achieved as well, like in
yes.
life.
Yes. Yeah, like going to Australia, like I think just being brave sometimes and actually like doing what I want to do. And most of the times I'm like setting my mind to things and I actually sometimes do them. And like, that's what I'm proud of, that mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. I am able to achieve the things I want to achieve. And I think I don't give myself enough. I think a lot of people don't give themselves enough credit for what they've achieved so far. Cause
they're
always
very hard on themselves.
Yeah. You always strive for more and more and I want more, but like you never really look back on what you have. Cause yeah. it's, I don't know why, but like we just never do that. And I think I do that. Don't do that either enough of like realizing that I do have a lot and being happy in what I have. So yeah, I don't think I give myself enough credit for things that
lovely.
I've achieved.
Lovely.
No.
But is that your card?
This one.
That's another one. Did you
the sexual
up?
No-go.
Oh yeah, sorry.
the anal.
Ooh. That's a pretty deep one though. What are
yeah,
you,
these are like deep ones, the ones that are like,
yeah. What are you experiencing in your life at the moment that is helping you evolve as a person?
Whoa. Okay. The cards have spoken.
Well, well. No, I'd say just in general being by myself, like being alone and kind of just being alone and kind of going inward with myself and getting to know myself more. I think that's what's been helping me. I've been really enjoying
it's
it.
It's really important to have some alone time. And I think it's good to, yeah, just sometimes take that time and realize what do I actually want? Because like I said, we're always consumed by so many things. And what do people want? What does my workplace want? What does my uni want?
But sometimes you don't know what you yeah. want yourself. That's yeah. like the most important thing in life.
What do you want? Yeah,
what
no,
do
it's,
you want?
It's good to have that time in your life where you actually like just have to think about yourself. Like obviously not all the time, but like, you know what I mean? Like the
yeah,
main
yeah,
decisions
you
make
yeah.
yourself. Like, what do I want to eat today? What do I want to do today? What am I going to, you know, do I have some me time or not? Am I going to go shopping? No, like it's all your decision. I
yeah.
think everyone needs that time in their life. It's really important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. No. It's another deep one, I think.
Oh no, but it's about me then. No.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't like these deep ones. I want
yeah.
a juicy one.
Maybe this one.
I want a juicy Carol assumption. What?
What is it?
What's your last Google search, ooh, Carol? I can't make an assumption about you. Oh, no, I can make an assumption.
And I can...
What's your last Google search?
I've got it. Porn. Imagine if it actually would be.
Math teacher porn?
No.
How to be a good tutor? No. How to make the best celery juice? No.
No. Is that your assumption?
No. My assumption is...
Got it right here.
Yeah, my assumption is how to make the best celery juice.
Okay, I've got Amazon.
Oh, what?
It's a really boring one.
But it's not a Google search. You have to search something in Google. It's not your
website. I Googled Amazon and then that's what it came. Like, oh, what came, okay. Because I had to like log into my Amazon account.
Hello, Jeff Bezos. Hello, hello. That's your king. You're into Jeff Bezos secretly and you're just hiding it as Amazon.
I need to buy a present and I can't log into my Amazon account for some reason. So that's my last Google search.
Jeff's putting a bar on your...
I know, Jeff's being a bit hard on me right now. anyways, so, okay, I'm going to make an assumption about Teresa now. And it's what day would you like to experience again?
Ooh. I know what my answer is, but I don't know.
What really? Mm-hmm. The day you met me.
Yes. Oh my God. Is that your assumption?
That's so hard though.
Yeah, I know. It's quite hard. They're not assumption questions.
Okay. Oh my God, I know. Your birthday.
Oh, that's a good one, but no.
Oh,
it's
one?
A good one though. So my favorite, because it has to be like the whole day. I mean, my birthday was really nice.
Okay, yeah, true.
It's pretty up there. But, when, I don't know why, but I always think of this day and it was like such a, because like the whole day was super nice. It was when we were in Byron Bay in Australia and there was this one day where I think it was like the day, the first day of Christmas? Was it the first day of Christmas where we went to like Ruskin's family and then.
Oh, that was and so then nice. We went to the beach after.
Yeah. And was it that one where we were like, was it that day or was it the day before? I'm talking about the day where we, like all of those days were nice, but also the one moment where we're like dancing in the rain with our bikinis and laid on the concrete. Oh, I really like that moment.
I think it was the day before.
The day before?
Christmas, yeah.
Was it the day? But like, no. So I remember we arrived on Christmas, like the 24th. Remember? And we got pizza that evening. And we had like crazy hats on and we went to like
pizza.
And then we watched Spider-Man. And it was like on Christmas Eve and it was so random because like normally Christmas is like...
We went to the supermarket with crazy hats.
Yeah, I remember because you were really upset. And then we were like, let's just put funky hats on and go to Woolies and get frozen pizza and watch Spider-Man. And then Ruskin, you and me just got pizza and then we're watching like... Yeah, Spider-Man.
Oh my God, that's so random.
I remember I was sitting there, like, my ugly glasses on, and this like weird tie-dye shirt, and we were eating pizza.
I remember.
And then who came in? Like,
the other guys.
Yeah,
some other guys came
in.
And you were like...
Because I took my glasses off, because like no one's seeing me with my glasses. They're ugly as fuck. And I took them off, and I literally could not, I can't see without my glasses. So I was just sitting there, and I was like, Carol, who's this? Like, who are these guys? I can't see their faces. I just couldn't look at them. And then they were standing there, and we were pretending we were watching Spider-Man, and I couldn't see the movie, and I was just like... Can they please go? So I put my glass. I don't know why I cared so much about the fact that they see me in glasses.
Oh, I'm crying right now.
But I was just like so like insecure about my glasses. So I was just like, I'd rather be blind than wearing them in front of these guys. Oh, don't do that. But like, yeah, missed out on the movie and
so fun.
Stupid. Not that moment, but just like these, I think it was like these 3 days, like 24th, 25th, 26th in Byron.
That was so lovely.
Oh, in general, that whole week was super nice. Yeah. But I think I would relive the whole week.
Our New Year's was nice as well.
Yeah. There were some moments where I was like maybe hungover or tired, but most of all, like I feel like it was a really good time.
Yeah. Oh, that's so nice.
Yes.
That's a good day.
I mean, I have a lot of good days that I would relive again, luckily, but I think that one just sticked in my mind.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because I also can't always do it, maybe.
Yeah. Nice.
You have to make an assumption about you now.
No, you yourself.
Oh my God, why am I so bad with this? Simple wine, okay. Ooh, oof.
What is it?
Would you rather send a nude pic to your father
or
to your boss? Well, it's Carol obviously doesn't send nudes, so it wouldn't happen to her. But no,
it's about yourself, darling.
I know. Okay. I'm saying like it wouldn't happen to you. But yeah. I'm saying
that's like both are just fucked up. Both cases
depends on your boss. You know, if he's a cutie. Okay. You know, like what could happen?
What if
you
it's like
fired.
An old man?
It could go two ways. Either you get a promotion or you get fired.
So either he's going to send two you, possibilities.
Or either get sexually harassed. Okay, no, that's not funny. That's actually like shit. Well, yeah, it really depends.
I think
on the
I
boss.
Would rather do a boss because your dad can never.
Well, it depends. You could send it to your dad and just be like, "Oh, sorry, like I just wanted to send mom a photo of my
bunny
of the thing I have on my boob." And then it's like something that's not okay. Depends on your nude as well. It's like really sexual. Yeah, I feel like it would be awkward. I don't know. Like, unless you have like a cool dad that doesn't care, but I feel like I'd rather send it to my boss because you can just never see them again.
Yeah, you can just quit or something, you know?
You can just be like, fuck you, I'm going to become a freelancer.
But your dad will never forget.
Yeah. And then he's going to be like, why are you sending news? And then he's just going to be like disappointed in you. And
I know. I'd rather go with boss as well.
Yeah, like I said, maybe he's cute. Maybe you know? Some sex in the office.
No, just I'm getting saying, juicy no, here.
No, but okay. Like, I mean.
Oh my God. Okay, next question.
Look at anyone. No.
What's your biggest, why do I always get like the deepest questions?
You can also switch. You can like.
What is your deepest insecurity?
No, that's kind of dark. I wouldn't want that. We want positive vibes.
Sex with the ex.
We want positive vibes. Would you have sex? That's just like, would you have sex with your ex in general? Like, do you think having sex with ex partners?
It depends if you're still in a relationship. Like, if you're in a relationship.
No, then it's not an ex.
Oh, yeah, no, I would have sex with ex, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Depends on which situations you are in. Like, if you're still emotionally attached to that person a lot,
that would be-
and you want to get, and they are like already over you and they're just using you for sex and you're not over them, then it's just not good. Just cut it, just cut it off.
Cut it.
And yeah, have like a cut and just be like, no, moving on, because it just never ends well and just waste your time of moving on to other cute guys or girls or whatever.
True.
So I think normally like if...
Depends on your emotional
situation.
Yeah,
but then also like I did that and then my boyfriend and I came back together. So that was like a thing as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it could go two ways, but I don't think it was because we had sex that we went back together. But sometimes I think about that and I'm like, sometimes I think, what if I... would have completely blocked him and ignored him. Like, would have become
different, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. So whatever feels right in that moment, I think it's also live and learn. Like, you can never give someone, like, the perfect answer and recipe. I think you have to make your own mistakes.
And see what, like, situation appears in front of you and see if you want to do it, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, pick a question.
Terry? Now it's assumptions, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God, the amount of times you have asked me this game...
Okay.
Oh no. POV. What is it?
No, it's not bad. POV. You have. It's like because it's translated in German. No. POV. You have something with someone. Like you're hooking up with a guy, or you're hooking up with someone at a party, and the next day you find out. Okay, sorry guys. The battery of the camera just went off
so again.
We're just gonna.
Anyways, so what were we POV?
Yeah, POV, you're hooking up with a guy at a party and the next day he tells you that he's taken. What are you doing?
What would I do?
Yeah, and I have to assume.
Yeah.
Ooh. I think you would tell the guy to tell his girlfriend that he cheated. Or you'd just be like, fuck, it's his problem. Like,
I don't know what I would do, to be honest.
I don't think you would text... I don't know. Would you text a girl?
No.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do
that. I'd be like, man up and tell her yourself.
Yeah, you don't want to be the one that's like, you know...
I think I'd be like, first I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, what? I would feel like not guilty because I wouldn't know, but like...
You'd feel a bit shit, yeah.
Yeah, but then I'd be like, okay, you either tell your girlfriend or I will.
Mm.
And then... Sorry, that was not... Oh my God, sorry. My water bottle. No, but I think I would tell him like, hey, can you tell... Like, you should tell her or I will, blah, blah, blah. And I'd be like, fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I would do that too. Yeah. I think I would tell him like, tell her.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
Then at the end of the day, it's like their life and their decision. Like, I don't... Especially if you don't know that person at all.
Like, don't get too involved.
Because
then in the end, you have to like carry any blame or something. I don't know.
Mm. Yeah.
But yeah, that's
maybe
what
some
do.
People would text, but I wouldn't do it because it's just like, yeah,
like my energy is too valuable for this.
Yeah, true. Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, assumption about Teresa. Oh my God. If you could give your life, the one that you've had so far, a movie title, what would it be?
Oh my God.
I don't know if that,
That's hard.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to think about it
for Yeah.
yeah. Mm. Don't say anything. It better be a good movie.
It is definitely a good movie. It's... I love ice cream.
What's that movie where it's like cloudy?
Oh my God, I know. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Oh my God. I would watch that movie. That's just my life. My passion in life.
Basically.
My mission in life. Ice cream.
Maybe you should do something about this like later on with gelato or something.
I don't know.
But get in the biz.
Yeah, but I don't want to have I don't want to have like a shop. I don't want to have like a restaurant.
No hospitality. Yeah.
So...
Well, I'll
investor. I'm going to be investor. Ice cream. I'm going to have some. What's it called? I'm going to invest in Ben and Jerry's
stock.
Stock. So I was like, sorry, my brain's not working today.
Okay. Now about yourself.
Oh.
Oh no. Wait.
Yeah. What's your guilty pleasure?
Ooh, ice cream.
It's not a guilty pleasure. I don't feel guilty about that. And I feel like in general, guilty pleasures, like, why do you feel guilty about that? Like, do you mean like in sex or in general?
Well, you can answer it.
I think it's a really hard question. What's my guilty pleasure? I like ASMR.
I don't think that's a guilty pleasure though.
I feel like it's very, like, I don't think a lot of people that get ASMR talk about it.
I think like a guilty pleasure is something that others, like you feel guilty about it because others judge you for it.
Yeah, I feel like people judge people that like ASMR.
Really?
Because some people don't understand it.
Mm, yeah, maybe.
And they're like, that's weird. They're just whispering.
They're what?
They're just whispering.
Yes. So,
no, but I'm thinking, what else is a guilty pleasure?
I would say ice cream. Because like we don't judge you for it, but like you like it a lot.
In general, like sweet stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have an obsession with ice cream. It's kind of sad because it's getting winter now and all the ice cream shops close. Mm.
Well, it's a guilty pleasure. Sad time.
Yeah, I sound like boring, but I'm like...
I actually have to think about this as well.
What's something that I like that people would judge me for? Ooh.
Well, I think, yeah, maybe ice cream, ASMR are good ones.
I don't know, yeah. I remember one thing that you always made fun of when I was in Australia. I love these like very cheesy workout classes. That's like Beyonce and they're just like, pop your ass. And it's like these women, like the typical, like what you would think is like old white women are going to these like cringy workout classes where just women are just
You can do that.
Yeah. I actually like that.
Have I ever judged you for it?
No, but I think some people might be like, oh my God, that's so like
so cringe.
Yeah. Or like liking reality shows. I like reality shows, but I think some people, I'm not obsessed with them though, but I like a lot of reality shows.
Yeah.
And I think some people are like judgy about it. Like,
I think you can do so many, like you can just use so many things as guilty pleasures.
But I don't have like a big one where it's like, oh my God, I don't tell anyone that I have this thing that I do. And
I have one.
What is it?
Oh my God, I have a big one.
Okay.
Tomato sauce and pizza.
That's not a big one though. I don't judge you. I do that too.
I get so judged by all of you because
no,
I eat tomato sauce and pizza.
I do. I put tomato sauce on everything though as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I get very judgy looks from everyone.
No. I like tomato sauce. You can ask Sean. I put tomato sauce on everything as well, like on the veggies. And he's always like, don't, because he cooks for me. And then he's like, I just put like
you're destroying it.
Yeah.
That's the same thing with my mom. She does that with my dad as well, because he puts tomato sauce on everything. And she's like, you've just destroyed my work.
Yeah, that's what he says as well. But I disagree. I think it makes your work better. But, you know.
Anyways.
Other people might have like kings and we're like, tomato sauce and pizza.
Okay, I'd say maybe we do the last one.
Okay.
Should I get the last card?
Yeah, or? I feel like... This went by so quickly. I don't know. We could go like place I know. For hours. Okay.
Time flies when you're having fun. Do you? Oh my God. This is such a deep one as well. Do you regret something in your life?
No
regrets.
We don't have no regrets.
Okay. This one. How important is dirty talk and sexting for you?
Is that an assumption about me now? Or is it?
No, it's about me.
Okay. Confused. So
confused.
Much. Oh yeah. I had the guilty pleasure one.
Yeah. About yourself.
Oh my God.
Sorry, guys. Anyways, so how important is dirty talk and sexting for you? I'm very bad at both. So like, I don't really, like, they're not very, very present in my life. Mm. Like, I guess I just haven't, like, yeah, I don't know. I just feel very cringe about it. Like, yeah, I don't know about you.
Sexting? Oh my God. Like, I think the idea of sexting is nice, but every time I do it,
it's like cringe. It's hard cringe.
Because, like, my partner's also like my best friend in a way, and we like always make jokes, and yeah, then he's trying to be like really sexy. I'm like, not that he's not sexy, but like, sexting is like, I don't know. And like, I think dirty talk works for me if it like, it's not like super cringy, if it's just like,
oh yeah, baby.
Yeah, like something simple. I like dirty talking in there. But like sexting, I just cringe. I'm like laughing. It's like, no.
Like literally, I look at my phone and I'm like,
yeah, like maybe joke-wise, you know, like when you're joking about it, but like actually getting turned on by sexting, no, it's definitely not important for me. Like I could have a healthy relationship without sexting.
Yeah, absolutely. Dirty talk as well, I guess.
Yeah, but like I like it here and there, but it's not like necessary to my life. But I think it definitely adds something to it sometimes.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, it depends. Like only in certain situations though. I don't know, like not always. Like I'm not that kind of girl in general that likes like these when partners are very cringy and just like, oh honey puff, like
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Slay.
No. Like talk normally to me.
Yeah.
Don't talk dirty to me.
Like, talk normally.
I mean
to
you
me.
Can take talk dirty to me. Like a little bit of dirty talk doesn't hurt anyone, but yeah, not if it goes into like a cringy way. I think it's also nice.
I don't really like they're not very present in my life because I'm bad at both. So it's like, I guess if you could find like a niche.
I'm doing it. I'm saying if someone does it to me.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm just gonna be silent.
Teresa's out there.
Give it to me, but I'm gonna be quiet. No. But you know what I mean. Yeah.
You crack me up.
Okay. Oh my God.
Oh, what's your biggest turn on slash turn off? That's my assumption about you now, right?
Yes.
Biggest turn on.
It doesn't have to be specific, like now for bed, like in bed, like I, or is it just in general in life, or is that like a sex question?
I think it's a sex question.
Okay, yeah.
Biggest turn on in life.
Maybe.
Oh, so turn on when there's like tomato sauce on my pizza. No, turning on is most of the time is about sex.
Okay. Okay. If you say so.
Biggest turn on for you.
Turn off or turn on?
Both. Biggest turn on for you would be. Well, obviously not dirty talk or sexting. Oh, fuck, that's hot.
I know.
Turn off would be like cringe dirty talk.
No, I would. Okay, so I would say like a big turn on is someone who knows what they're doing. Mm. That's very nice. And like someone who's actually able to communicate and doesn't.
Makes you feel comfortable.
Yeah, it makes you feel comfortable. And like, how do you say, puts your needs before theirs.
Yeah.
I think that's very attractive. Obviously not too much. There has to be like a little balance, but like, I think that's like a non-selfish person when it comes to that. I think
turn off is bad breath.
Oh my God. Yes. Bad breath. Or like really smelly armpits. That's just this. Like, I don't know. It's like immediately you just like turn off by that, you know, like the pheromones or something it's called. I don't know. Mm. Like when someone smells good or like has really nice teeth.
They don't have like when they smell really bad in every part of their body or like in some parts of their body when they smell
bad. It just feels
bad,
gross.
You're just like, oh, where have you been before?
Oh yeah, no, absolutely.
No, only if you smell like a little bit like, if you smell a little bit like sweat, I don't really mind. Like it wouldn't be like, oh my God.
It's okay. Yeah, it's human.
But if it's like you completely smell like you're just not taking care of yourself.
If it overpowers everything.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a bit of a turn off there. Yeah. What else? Do you have any, oh my God, any other ones?
Oh, when you're doing weird sounds or you're like growling or like, dog, or like you just, I feel like I'm talking, I don't know. Like you're just acting over the top.
Or like just in general, like people who rush through. Like,
oh yeah.
That's
like they're
so
playing
bad.
A DJ set and it's just like, you know, you're like, no.
DJ did it on the decks tonight. Yeah. No, that they just want to get through it just to have done it. I don't like that.
Yeah. Or just in general, you're not on the same wavelength and you're just like, you know, when sometimes it just doesn't match and you're just like, oh, that was not.
Meh.
It was like not, you know. But then it's not their fault. It's just like in general, like both of
just
you
the energy.
Working.
Yeah. But yeah, I think, oh my God.
No, you have one left. No?
Oh wait, is that mine then? About like my assumption about you.
Yeah.
Okay, then we're done after that one.
Yeah, I don't want these anyways.
Ooh. Do you have a fetish? Does Teresa have a fetish? spicy, juicy question as the last one. I don't know if you have a fetish. I don't think we've ever talked about this, like, specifically, I think.
I'm not saying anything. You have to make your assumption first.
Let me think.
I know my parents are also listening to this. I just realized and I was like, please just don't.
I don't really remember if you have
one. No, I don't really have. Oh, like, that's what I said before. Like, maybe I have one and I don't know yet. You haven't
discovered it yet, yeah.
But so far, I don't think I really have, like, a fetish that's, like... Like, there's things that turn me on here and there, but, like, it really depends on it. For me, it's very, like, how I feel. Like, mm-hmm. if I feel confident in my body, if I feel sexy, then it's already, like, better. Obviously, the other person as well, but it's more about, like, how do I feel? Like, if I don't feel in the mood, like... You can get me in the mood, but, like, most of the time it's, like, also about, like, how I just feel in my body and myself. My fetish is myself, no. But I don't know. Like, I like cute outfits and stuff. Like, that's so that adds into, like, me looking cute. Like, I like feeling comfortable, but I don't know if that's a fetish.
I don't think that's a fetish. Like, sort of more, like, into the direction of, like, foot fetish or, like...
Like, something that's unusual.
Yeah, I guess I would define that as fetish, but...
No, I don't know.
Maybe you haven't discovered it yet, and that's totally fine. You haven't discovered those parts of you. Yeah,
maybe, like, but as well, I don't think
he's only... You're a bit speechless right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think... Sorry, I was just, like, lost. I was, like, wondering.
I don't know.
No, I don't think I have discovered it yet, but I feel like there will be... I think everyone has, like, some...
Like a deep, hidden...
I feel like everyone does. It's like... But most of the times, fetishes are actually coming from trauma.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have, like, a lot of weird fetishes, I'm sorry, you're probably a bit traumatized.
Have a lot of trauma stored in your body, I guess.
I don't have trauma, but, like, I don't think I have as much trauma probably as other people. So maybe that's a good thing that I don't have that many, like, crazy fetishes.
Yeah.
I think there's, like, things that I'm into, but I think that's, like, things that a lot of people are into, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like I have something unusual. What about you?
I'm curious. Yeah, no. Nothing.
She has something to hide.
What?
You responded really quickly. You were like, no, nothing. Don't ask
anything. She's hiding something. No, actually, like, I think I haven't discovered it either. Yeah. So I can't really tell.
Maybe we have to just go out to some crazy clubs in Berlin and figure it out. Do, like, a fetish night, just, like, discovering your fetish. And doing... No, sorry.
But imagine Teresa. Like,
no, sometimes I'm actually asking myself that. Like, maybe there's something hidden behind me like a side of me that I haven't.
Maybe something at, like, there's going to be something that triggers it or something. I don't know. But hasn't happened yet. But it will be. To be continued.
We're going to do part two.
Oh, yeah. But anyways, what a nice way to finish off the game.
Yeah. My mulled wine's finished, so.
Oh, yeah. Sadly.
I keep looking at the camera, but I just shut up. So I, yes.
Anyways, thank you so much for listening to us ramble about this game. It was pretty fun. Mm. Like, I don't know, just something unusual.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed it and we can do more often and maybe, like, seasonal.
Let us know. Yeah.
Or maybe get some people on and, yeah. Maybe.
Play it with them. Oh, that could be cool.
Yeah.
But anyways... We hope that you liked it. We had a lot of fun being here with our candles and mulled wine. And maybe if you're listening, you can join with some mulled wine as well.
And feel like you're with your friends.
Sorry?
And feel like you're with your friends.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And have a laugh.
C&T.
And get drunk with us.
C&T. Carol and Teresa.
Oh. C&T. Oh, I thought you said C&T.
C&T.
T&T. I'm dying of a mic. So what are you saying? Okay, yeah.
Anyways, so we hope wherever you are, you're having a great time. And yeah, don't forget to be present. Oh my God. I remember when you said that in the episode.
Yeah, it's a really long time ago.
Always, you know, what did you say? Always forget to be present.
Yeah, always forget to be present. Yeah, guys.
That is so iconic.
It's got, like, a shirt that says always forget to be present, just get lost.
Oh my God, that should be like conversations with friends merch.
Oh my God, yes. Yes. Imagine, like, have, like, cups.
Always forget to be present. Anyways, guys, so yes, we will see you in our next episode and we hope you have a great day, night, and whatever. We will see you soon. Bye.